and Mama sent me so that they could have a school.
Oh, I see.
Oh. They had to have a certain number.
Number, and then where did you get your teacher? How did you get a teacher?
The county.
County provided it? Mm-hmm. And would the houses change from time to time?
Yes, we did. You know where the little Alabama cottage is? Down there. You know where the Baptist Church is?
Yes.
Right on the crossroad there,
yeah.
Demery and,
yeah.
And Ocean Boulevard. Uh-huh. That little greenhouse right on the corner.
That was a school.
That right away is green now, but that was a school at one time, too. Then we had one down there in the townhouse apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Across from that, but they tore that one down.
I guess this school has been here since about 40 or so, hasn't it? 1940, 41.
Let's see. 40. Joanne was in, our daughter was in that school when it opened, and I was trying to think she was 37, 6 would be 43, I guess.
Yeah, that's about what I thought. Now, of course, that's a silly question to ask because you know everybody on the island by this point, I'm sure.
Quite a few, but not so many other new ones.
Your social circles would be the ones that you associate with most. Are they what, church groups or family or what would you think?
I guess the family is the closest. But then there's, I belong to a lot of organizations beside the church.
Okay. What do you belong to?
The DAR and the UDC. And although my papers haven't come to me yet, I'm in the DAC. I have to stop saying
what they are. What are they?
The Huguenots. They are patriotic things,
mm-hmm.
society.
And the church that you belong to then is the
Christ Church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, in McGill, I help with the choir.
Uh-huh. And you keep well occupied, right.
And then I dabble in paints a little bit.
Do you? Do you enjoy painting? Mm-hmm. And, of course, knitting.
Knitting and crochet. Uh-huh. I've taught myself to do
since I
retired.
I enjoy that very much when I am. Mm-hmm. And I find the time to do it. Your mother's name and where she was born.
She was born in Savannah, and her maiden name was Zoe Lila.
That's Zoe.
Uh-huh.
And Lila Lela.
Lila.
Lila. Uh-huh. And then. Okay. And your father was born at where? What was your father's first name?
Clifford.
Oh, and his last name, too.
Clifford Hopkins was his middle name.
Okay, and your mother went to school where? In Savannah?
In Brunswick.
Oh, in Brunswick.
They moved back to Brunswick after she was born.
Did she go to, you know what school she went to? Then?
Private school, I don't remember the name.
You know whether she went up through high school or?
No, they didn't have a high school. Uh-huh. And they're just really equivalent, I suppose, but mm-hmm. it was a private school, so they had no grades.
Okay. And your father's schooling, do you know that?
He was went through what, let me see now. I guess what would probably be the junior high now, because they had it down at the mills, you know, down at the college. That's where he went to school down there. Well, my mama went there too at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was bookkeeper for the company for a while.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, did she have any occupation other than housewife? Did she do anything?
No.
Just housewife. I shouldn't say just housewife because that's really...
That's a big job.
It is a big job. I must say. They don't give housewives enough due. And your father's occupation?
He was a farmer and also he was justice of the peace.
What did he farm, by the way? Did he have a special kind of farm or just
no,
all
just